one of the greatest extents of winter weather warnings ever. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That's how the National Weather Service sums up the big winter storm impacting about 60% of the country. The latest updates have the blizzard and winter storm warnings receding in some areas. Still brutal in Buffalo.
The wind has been howling. A 72-mile-per-hour gust was measured at the airport, and it's knocked out power for tens of thousands of folks all across western New York. Travel advisories have also been issued all across the state. A travel ban has been issued in Buffalo. They're telling folks, stay off the roads. It's simply too dangerous. You know, when they're banning road travel here in Buffalo, it's serious.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon, and there's misery at nearly all of the airports.
We're just trying to figure out what's going on. We are trying to avoid this line, and we're just trying to get home. This is a mess.
The traveler Chicago's O'Hare Airport, more than 5,400 flights have been canceled across the country today, and it's treacherous on the roads. At least 8 people have died in weather-related accidents this weekend, 3 of them at a huge pileup on Interstate 80 in northwest Ohio.
Ohio State Highway Patrol says 50 vehicles were involved in the crash that happened Friday afternoon. The accident's happening on the eastbound Ohio Turnpike between Route 53 and State Route 4 in Erie County. Officials closing the road in both directions for hours, getting medical assistance to attend to multiple injuries and to bring in buses to take people from the scene to a local facility to warm up.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Nearly 1.5 million homes and businesses in the U.S. are without power. Maine, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Virginia among the states with the most widespread outages. In Los Angeles, a guilty verdict in the trial of Canadian rapper Tory Lanez for shooting and wounding his ex-girlfriend Megan Thee Stallion. He could get more than 20 years in prison and then be deported. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The omnibus spending bill is done.
The House voted 225 to 201 to align with the Senate and fund the government through next September. Kevin McCarthy used the vote to make his case for Speaker.
This is a monstrosity that is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body.
Many GOP members blasted the two senators who wrote the bill, Patrick Leahy and Richard Shelby. They're retiring. Republicans want to put their stamp on spending next year.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. In a Friday night news dump, the federal government has just released the November border numbers. Customs and Border Protection reports 233,740 migrant encounters. That's the highest November ever recorded and a big increase over last year. The bitter cold is reaching into South Texas, making some migrants more desperate.
We got mid-20s here in Eagle Pass, something we're not used to. We had a group of migrants rush the river behind us while being chased by Mexican authorities. About a dozen of them jumped in, some of them with small little children, and that water is freezing right now. They ended up crossing illegally into Eagle Pass, and they ended up turning themselves into Border Patrol. And Congressman Gonzalez, he represents this Eagle Pass area. He says this sort of thing happens every day out here, and with these temperatures the next few days, he says this is only going to get more and more dangerous.
There is one international traveler who won't be hampered by the weather.
Yeah, come Santa Claus, here come Santa Claus.
The freezing temps, powerful winds, and heavy snow, Santa Claus is used to it. He lives in the North Pole, after all. NORAD, the U.S. military agency that tracks Santa Claus on Christmas Eve, says the rough weather won't impact St. Nick's global travels, neither will COVID. NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, is also responsible for defending our skies, but this time of year, it's better known for its NORADSanta.org website that tracks Santa's Christmas journey.
Fox's Shayna Estulin. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.